Faulkner and company watched them return to the Sea Turtle. Six agents, including Chap and Wes, were still stationed at Neptune Beach, and all were anxious for another assignment. The unit had discovered the Brethren, plucked them from inside Trumbull, brought them to the beach, and now they just wanted them to leave the country. Jack Argrow had not touched the files, or at least they appeared untouched. They were still wrapped in the pillowcase, on the sofa, in the exact spot Spicer had left them. "The wire is underway," Argrow said as they settled into his suite. Teddy was still watching from Langley. The three were now wearing all manner of beach garb. Yarber had a fishing cap with a 6-inch bill. Spicer had a straw hat and a yellow t-shirt of some variety. Beach, the Republican, wore khaki shorts, a knit pullover, and a golf cap. There were three large envelopes on the dining table. Argrow handed one to each of the Brethren. "Inside you'll find your new identities, birth certificates, credit cards, social security cards." "What about passports?" asked Yarber. "We have a camera set up in the next room. The passports and driver's licenses will need photos. There's also $5,000 cash in those small envelopes there." "I'm Harvey Moss?" Spicer asked, looking at his birth certificate.
"You look like a Harvey," Beach said.
"And who are you?"
"Well, I'm James Nunley. Nice to meet you, James."
Argrow never cracked a smile, never relaxed for a second.
"I need to know your travel plans. The people in Washington really want you out of the country."
"I need to check flights to London," Yarber said.
"We've already done that. A flight to Atlanta leaves Jacksonville in 2 hours. At 7:10 tonight, there's a flight leaving Atlanta for London Heathrow that arrives early tomorrow morning."
"Can you get me a seat?"
"It's already done. First class."
Finn closed his eyes and smiled.
"We'll take the same flights tomorrow afternoon," Beach said, "assuming all goes well with Mr. Yarber."
Chap eased into the room without making a sound and took the pillowcase from the sofa. He left with the files.
"Let's do the photos," Argrow said.